Fairfax News 97.1 FM.
This is Countdown 2024.
Here are Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero.
Well, 20 days, but who's counting? Well, we are.
We
20
are.
20 days until Election Day. On today's Countdown 2024, Republicans are about to make their last stand to keep control of the House of Representatives right here in Southern California. We will talk with California's Republican Party chairwoman about those efforts, and we will hear from the state assemblywoman who is hoping to succeed Adam Schiff in Congress. But first, this.
Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris busy on the media circuit today, with Vice President Harris making her first appearance on Fox News as a presidential candidate. She's taping an interview with Bret Baier, which will air on Fox this evening. Meanwhile, the former president appeared at a Univision town hall today after taking part in a Fox News town hall that was focused on women's issues last night.
Now, Trump, who has repeatedly lobbed very personal insults at Harris over the last few weeks, actually managed to say a few nice things about his opponent during that Univision town hall. Trump was asked to name three virtues of the vice president, and he answered that Harris seemed like a survivor, that she seemed to have many long-term friendships, and that she seems to have a nice way about her. Trump called it the toughest question he's been asked.
A federal judge has ordered Alabama to reverse a program that purged some 3,000 names from state voter rolls, agreeing with federal prosecutors that the move had come too close to Election Day. The Justice Department is fighting a similar move by Virginia, which also tossed several thousand voter registrations. Alabama and Virginia, plus several other states, have made the move to purge voter rolls over claims of non-citizens signing up to vote, even though there's scant evidence of that actually happening.
Donald Trump made a rare campaign visit to California that was over the weekend, at least in part trying to give a boost to several Republican Congress members who are fighting for their political survival. Now, control over Congress will very likely come down to a few Southern California House races, many of which we've covered right here on Countdown 2024. More about that a bit later. Right now, we talk about that and a lot more with Jessica Milan Patterson. She is chair of the California Republican Party. Thanks for being with us. Jessica, let me ask you something. Fact, Mr. Trump makes lots of disparaging comments about women. Fact, he makes lots of disparaging comments about men. Fact, he called, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom the other day, Governor New Scum. Those are all facts, but let's put that aside. He also threatened to withhold very important aid to this state, a state that you live in, that I live in, that Margaret lives in, that our listeners live in, to not give aid, fire aid, if certain things aren't done to his liking. And it's not just political rhetoric, Jessica. He actually did that in 2018. He withheld it temporarily until he was convinced that the voters in Orange County, which is more Republican, at least certainly then, voted probably for him in that election. How do you in good conscience support him?
I think there's a lot of Americans, and Californians specifically, that are really upset and discouraged by what's happening here in California. I'll give you a perfect example of that. It's our homeless crisis. You know, we finally got a legislator in there that went and did an audit of our homeless crisis here in California. We found that $24 billion has been spent on it, and we don't know where most of that money went to.
Yeah, but that, but you're not answering the question. But that wasn't my question. Jessica,
I'm getting to your question.
Okay, good.
It would be
all right,
accountability for that spending. And what did our governor do here? He vetoed that bipartisan bill. This happens in many, many different policies across California, including how we manage our forests. And so I think that people want accountability here in California for the way that their money is being spent.
But are you okay with the president, the former president, threatening to withhold wildfire aid for this state?
I have seen what 4 years of a Biden-Harris administration has done, and I think many Californians and Americans have seen that too. And we remember what things were like under President Trump. And I think that people are longing for those days, whether it's a better economy, whether it is safer streets or is the secure border. It has been very clear where Kamala Harris and Joe Biden stand on that. And it's very clear where President Trump stands on that. And that's why people are voting for President Trump.
Okay, but you're not answering the question, though. Are you okay with him threatening to withhold wildfire aid to this state?
I am saying that I am voting for President Trump because I remember what it was like when he was president, and I have lived through the last 4 years, and that's why I will not and never will vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Let's turn to the very important House races, of course, not only around the country, but here in particular in California, and some of those races, depending upon who wins, could end up tipping control of the House of Representatives, which, of course, is maybe as important, almost as important as who becomes president. How do you think that is going to shape up in this state in the next few days and then certainly come Election Day?
Well, I think that California Republicans are in a really fantastic position. Often people ask me, with President Trump at the top of the ballot, how do we think that will affect our down ticket? And I believe that it helps. We saw in 2020, we picked up 4 House seats here in California. We hadn't switched a seat from blue to red in California since 1994. To give some context, that was when I was a freshman in high school. And we did it 4 times. Come 2022, we had a tough redraw with redistricting and we picked up a 5th seat. But what's most interesting is what we've seen on the registration side of things and why more people are choosing the Republican Party. Since February of 2019, when I became chair, we have registered over 821,000. But what's most interesting is what we've seen in the last year, since October of last year. We have picked up 250,000 new Republicans across the state. We have picked up Republican registration in every single assembly, Senate, and congressional district in every county in our state. Not only that, but in that same time period, Democrats have lost 75,000 registrations. Declined states have gone down 25,000 registrations. So I think what you're going to see here in California is not only us holding on to the House majority, which we have done, we've built the House majority right here. We have a 4-seat House majority. We picked up 5 seats in the last 2 cycles. But we're also going to grow the House majority, and we're going to pick up a couple more seats as well.
We are speaking with Jessica Milan Patterson, chair of the California Republican Party. So you sound pretty confident that the seats that are currently held by Republicans will stay that way.
I think that all of these races are going to be super tight and super tough, and we're going to be running all the way through the finish line. But yeah, I feel really good about where Republicans are. We're in a better position in every single one of these districts than we were 2 years ago.
Let me get back for a minute to Mr. Trump. If you sat down with him for a few minutes, and maybe you have, I don't know, but if you didn't and you can, would you tell him to do anything differently in his campaign now?
I don't think that President Trump is the type of person that takes that kind of advice.
What would you tell him anyway?
When I saw him on Saturday, I told him, I gave him an update on what we're doing here in California, because that's working. And we talked about the engagement that we're doing within the Latino community and why we're seeing so many Latino individuals switching their registrations from Democrat to Republican. This is a place where we've seen that increase. In fact, PPIC just did a post on it last week. We are seeing this movement because California Democrats have failed people in my community. California Democrats, whether it's having a better job to go to and being able to afford a house and provide for your family, or making sure that your kids are getting a great education, about 50% of our students aren't reading at grade level. Less than a third are performing at grade level when it comes to science, and right about a third are performing at grade level when it comes to math. California Democrats have failed our children. Or safe streets. There's a reason why Prop 36 is on the ballot, and that's because of the failed champion policies that are pro-criminal that Democrats have pushed around our state. The people in my community are moving to the Republican Party because of that, and that's exactly what I talked to President Trump about when I saw him on Saturday.
Well, what about nationally speaking and all these Republicans that are coming out and endorsing Harris?
I'm not really following any of them. I'm focused right here on California. I know what my job is. My job is to make sure that President Trump has a Republican House majority so that we can enact his common sense agenda. And God forbid, if Kamala Harris were to win, that we can stop anything that she would try and push through.
Well, what, in your view, would be, say, 2 things about Kamala Harris that you find most abhorrent?
I think that the way she has championed pro-criminal policies, like other fellow Democrats here, I think what we have seen at the border, When you see 127% increase on illegal immigration under her time as the vice president and person who was charged with finding out what the root causes of illegal immigration are, I think it is absolutely disgusting. When we watch the amount of fentanyl that has come over our border, when we see the human trafficking that is going on, it is a humanitarian crisis and it is a national security crisis.
You know, Donald Trump recently referred to his political opponents as the enemy from within, suggesting that they should easily be handled by the National Guard or the U.S. military. Are you okay with that coming from him?
I think that what we're seeing when we have an open border the way that it is, I think that that is an enemy within. We are not trying to protect our people when we have a border that is like a sieve, when we have enough fentanyl to come over the border to kill all Americans 240 times.
But he wasn't,
that
but Jessica,
is not okay.
Yeah, but he wasn't just talking when he used that phrase about enemy from within. He wasn't just talking about immigrants coming into the country. He was also talking about Congress people. He was talking about members of the press. Or he was talking about people who are American citizens.
Well, when we're seeing people in our Congress that are not doing anything about our border crisis, that are not giving the resources that are necessary to make sure we can secure our border, when we have a media that wants to gaslight people in America and California about the crime that is happening in our state and give 89% positive coverage to Kamala Harris and not hold her accountable with a single press conference and very little press interviews. Yeah, I think that that is a problem. We should have a free press that isn't biased and that is going to take to task the Democrat Party the same way that you try and do it with me.
All right. That's Jessica Milan Patterson, chair of the California Republican Party.
During his time in Congress, Adam Schiff became one of the most recognizable and reviled members of the House. Next on Countdown 2024, we will talk with the woman hoping to replace him.
It's Countdown 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM. This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Countdown 2024. Along with Charles Feldman, I'm Margaret Carrero. Adam Schiff has represented the Burbank, Glendale, Pasadena area in the House of Representatives since 2001, becoming one of the most recognizable Democrats in Congress when he became one of the biggest thorns in Donald Trump's side. Schiff, who seems to be on track to be California's next U.S. senator, will leave some big shoes to fill in his wake. On Monday, we talked with Republican Alex Balekian, running for Schiff's old House seat, and today we hear from his opponent.
Democrat Laura Friedman is currently a member of California's Assembly, representing the Burbank area. Among her other role there, Friedman chaired the Joint Rules Subcommittee on Sexual Harassment Prevention and Response, overhauling the legislature's policies on sexual harassment. Assemblymember and would-be Congressmember Laura Friedman joins us now on Countdown 2024. Let me ask you this, Laura. An awful lot of people think that by the time politicians get to the, you know, they sort of get out of the state sphere and they become, leaders in Washington, that they tend to start concentrating on big international issues. And sometimes they forget about the people back at home that put them into office to begin with. So if you're elected to fill Adam Schiff's seat, what do you think you would do for your constituents in your district that perhaps he wasn't able to do?
Well, thanks. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for your interest in the race. I have an 11-year-old child who's going to continue to go to public school in Glendale. Believe me, I'm going to be back here every single weekend and whenever I can be for my community and for my child. I look at everything that I work on in the state assembly and before that as a Glendale mayor and council member through the eyes of the Los Angeles that my daughter is growing up into. And we have so much work that we still have to do here around issues like housing, around issues like healthcare access, around making sure that our streets are safer, both in terms of, making sure we're safe from crime, but also to make sure that we deal with traffic violence and traffic safety, to the environment and what's happening with climate change. So the work that I have focused on for my many years in public office and that I will continue to focus on revolves around the issues that people right here in Los Angeles are facing every day.
Abortion also a very big issue, of course, in the election following the overturning of Roe versus Wade. You would like to see Congress codify abortion rights in the Constitution. How would you get that done if you're elected?
So there is a bill that's already being introduced by Congresswoman Judy Chu to do exactly that, to codify the protections of Roe v. Wade to make sure that we have reproductive health care for every woman in this country, regardless of what state she happens to live in. And we've already seen the sometimes deadly consequences of people not being able to access that health care, the confusion that doctors are facing, the fear that OBGYNs are facing about treating miscarriages, fetal abnormalities around the country, and certainly the women who are desperately trying to terminate an early unwanted pregnancy in so many of these states. You know, we are going backwards. And I will say my mother was an activist when I was growing up, and I don't think I loved it when I was a child, but I certainly appreciate the work that she and her generation did. She marched every day for the ERA, which she never got, but she thought that she had secured the right to an abortion for her daughter and her daughter's daughter. And to see that rolled back, to see that generation lose that right has been heartbreaking. It's devastating for her. And I feel that it's my responsibility to finish her work by codifying Roe v. Wade and making sure we have that health care available to all women.
The seat that you're hoping to represent from Adam Schiff currently occupies, it's fair to say that he's had a rather, how should we put this, rocky relationship with former President Trump. If you get elected to that position and Mr. Trump gets reelected to his position as president, how do you expect to get along with him?
I don't know that I'll be able to get along with him, and I can't promise that. But there are Republican Congress members that I do have a relationship with going back to my assembly days. And I've already talked to them about making sure that we can work on bipartisan issues that we can have agreement over, things like transportation funding, like safer streets. I was able to work effectively with Republicans in the state legislature. I have a lot of bills that Republicans co-authored. And it's not always possible. It may not be possible about things like abortion rights, which we know where the Republican Party stands on that issue. But there are some issues that I think we can find common ground on. And if we can do that, I am determined to make sure that we can, because we have way too much of a stalemate going on. And when that happens, money doesn't flow into our region, and we just can't make progress.
Laura Friedman sticks with us to close out today's Countdown 2024. Next.
This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to Wednesday's Countdown 2024. Along with Margaret Carrero, I'm Charles Feldman.
Laura Friedman, who is hoping to be the next representative of California's 30th Congressional District, remains with us on Countdown 2024. Laura, how do you square saying that you would vote in favor of more military funding for Israel while also wanting to see an end to the war?
That is a really tough question. What is happening in the Middle East is heartbreaking on every level. It's frightening because we are watching an escalation. At the same time, I do support Israel's right to defend itself. And this is a war. This is a war between Hamas and Hezbollah and Israel. It should not be a war between the civilian population of these countries and that who is paying the price. I do expect the United States to fully engage with the kind of diplomacy that we have sometimes seen in the past from the United States and the role that we've played to try to broker peace. There are other countries that also have a huge stake in what's happening in this part of the world. Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Qatar. These are all nations that are trying to normalize relations with Israel so that they can move the Middle East forward, that have a lot to lose to see both an extended war and also a rise of Islamic extremism. And so I do believe that it is our responsibility to be there for our closest ally, which is Israel in the region, but to make sure that, of course, when we supply arms to any nation, we have rules and we have standards that the United States has set for every country. So we absolutely also have to make sure that those international rules and those standards are followed. But putting that aside, I pray every day for the end of this war. I pray every day for the safety for all the civilians in Gaza, in Lebanon and in Israel. Right. And as a mom, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
But Laura, let me ask you something, because as I'm sure you know, an awful lot of Arab Americans are not very happy with the Biden and slash Harris administration's response to all this. And in particular with Kamala Harris, they think she hasn't gone far enough in distancing herself from the Biden administration's policies vis-a-vis Israel and the Middle East. Do you think she needs to do anything differently on that?
Well, I'm not in the room to see what intel she is seeing and to know the kind of conversations that she is having with Benjamin Netanyahu or any of the other world leaders. Certainly, I think everyone who's got a soul wants to see the death and destruction end, and that's anybody. If you don't want to see peace in that region, you're a ghoul, right?
Yeah.
And I think that making sure that the Harris administration, that any administration is working every day for a long-lasting and a peace and security for the region so that we don't just tamp down on this conflict and see it escalate again in 3 or 4 years.
Okay, very good. We got to go, unfortunately. That's Laura Friedman, who is running for California's 30th congressional district on Thursday's Countdown 2024. Kamala Harris has a major problem with black male voters who are moving in historic numbers toward Republicans. So why the historic drift, and what can Democrats do to reverse it? We'll try to answer those very tricky questions tomorrow. And remember, we are here every afternoon at 2:30 through Election Day. And if you miss a show, catch up on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show.